Welcome home. Amen. So I read a place in the scriptures, and I'm going to share some thought with us very briefly, quickly. Romans 8, verse 15. And therein you find Abba Father. Romans chapter 8, verse 15. And the Bible says, by the Holy Spirit, for ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. You want to put it in another way, whereby we cry, Father, Father. And so I tie to this thought, Abba, Father. Let me make some points that I wish would not leave you for years. Two reasons why Jesus came. Two. Number one, Jesus came so that he can reveal God to us as a Father. That's the first reason. It's at home, the people had known God variously, various names. Some had known God as consuming fire. Some had known God as God of high for an high. They had known God as God of the law, God that brings judgment, you know, upon the people. Even they know God as God, you know, how consuming. The man that you don't want to move close, you know, that the people, they call them for themselves some idols, which they will look instead of God, because they think that God is out there, very handsome. You can't move near to him, you know, especially if you are not holy, you cannot enter into his presence. That was the way God had been known to the people for years. But you see, this time around when Jesus came, one thing that was missing, you know, in the relationship between God and man is the fatherhood of God. That was the break. That was the aspect that was unknown. That was God that was not seen. That was the aspect of God that was not yet revealed. And so the reason that he came, so that he can make us to see God in a new dimension. You can see God in a new way, in a different way you've been seeing before. And so the main purpose why Jesus came is to reveal God to us as a Father. The second reason why Jesus came is not only to reveal Jesus, to reveal God to us, you know, as the Father, but again, he intends to get us to have relationship with the Father. And so he came to reveal God as a Father. And on the other hand, he came so that he can link us to the Father. Because you see, God can be revealed as a Father, and you might not know how to approach him. That was the problem with the son that God his own belonging from his father. And the Bible says that he went to a far country and he blew the money, he wasted the money. And so he did not know how to come back to the father. Even though his father had been revealed to him as a father, but when he fell, when he wasted all, when he offended the father, when, you know, he wasted his destiny, he did not know how to go back to the father. And that was why he was saying in his heart, returning to the father, that I'm going to say to my father, I'm not worthy any longer to be a son. In other words, he did not know how to relate with the father as his father. And I want us to know this morning that no matter your station, one of the things that God wants to do all the time is for you to see him as a father, not to see him as a father alone, but to be able to approach him, you know, as your father. A lot of us still relate with God as God. We still relate with God as our Lord. Yes, you're right. First instance, yes, you're right. Second instance, some of us, we still relate with God as our master. Yes, you are right. In the third instance, some of us, we still relate with God, you know, has a fire. You are still right. Praise God. You still relate with God as a joy. You are still right. But the aspect of God, which a lot of us find difficult to see in God, the aspect of God that we still find difficult, you know, to get into, is the fatherhood of God. And I want you to know that in building relationship with God, in actually having an enduring relationship with your maker, you must understand the fatherhood of God. The fellowshiping with God, you know, it's not fellowshipping with the consuming fire. It's not fellowshipping with the master. The fellowship with God is fellowshipping with your father. There's no place of fellowship between the servant and the master. I hope you know that. The servant and the master always relate in terms of commandments. Always relate in terms of instruction. And that's why sometimes it's difficult for you to be able to comprehend the fatherhood of God. It's worse, especially for those of us, you know, that do not have the benefit of upbringing, you know, of a father. Or sometimes even some harsh fathers are not good examples, you know, of God in relationship. And that's something I want you to comprehend this morning. The fatherhood, you know, of God. And so God wants you not only to see him as God, but he wants to see him as Father. And that is why he said here, Holy Spirit, speaking to the people, he said, you've been adopted and you have a spirit of sonship. I wish I can talk about the sonship. The adoption, you don't understand that. But I want to talk on the fatherhood. And so because you have the spirit of adoption, you can call God Abba Father. You know why he's saying that? Until you become a son or you are adopted as a son, it is forbidden in Israel for servants to call the master a father. Praise God. And so when you are outside, for example, if you are seated here this morning and you're not born again, you haven't been adopted into the family of Christ, you have no right to call God a father. You know, they were saying that in the book of John. They were saying, we also have Abraham as father. Jesus said to them, say, quit it. Don't go there. Don't near there. Abraham is not your father. He said, you belong to your father, the devil. I'm here to say the truth to you. Though not glad to tell you that if you don't have Jesus as your Lord, you have the devil as your father. You have no pedestrian of relationship. You have no pedestrian to call him, you know, your father. He can be your God. Because he's the creator, you know, of humanity. But he's not going to be your father. You can't call him your father. Because you don't have relationship. And that's why at the end of this service, I'm going to give you an opportunity to come to him. So that the level of your relationship can change from him being a God, from him being a master. It can change to him being your father. One of the privileges that you have when you get him in as your father is that you enter into the blessings that have been provided and made, you know, for the children. There are blessings made for the children that servants can never have. There are blessings made for people that are in the house that the people outside the house can never have. When you have Jesus or God as your father, and not only God, God is under obligation to take care of you. A father is under obligation to take care of his children. A father that cannot take care of his children, then is not good enough to be called a father. He's not a father in his real sense. And so when you come to Jesus and you change the position of relationship and he becomes your father, then the father is under obligation to take care of you. Abba Father. Let me tell you four things that Abba Father is talking about. The first is that Abba Father are two different translations. The Abba is a translation. The word translated Father is another translation. The Abba Father is a translation of Tadis. And then you have the Hebrew. So what he's saying is this. He's saying that if you can have various nations, various lands have translation of Father, what he's saying is God is the Father of all. God is the Father of the Greek and God is the Father of the Jew. The question that you need to answer is whether you have accepted his fatherhood. But have a father means that he is the Father of all. Because you know, sometimes we think that God is just the Father of Christians. No, you're wrong. God is the Father of all. Because the same sacrifice that he made for the Jews, he made for the Greek. The same that he did for the people that are outside is the same that he did for the people that are inside. The only thing is, some that are outside, you know, are outside because they are yet to receive, you know, the sacrifice that was made. So the first thing about Abba Father is that God is the Father of all. Whether you're wicked, whether you're good, whether you've accepted, whether you have not accepted, he is Father. And that is why you do yourself some good this morning if you will accept him, you know, as your Father. Number two that I want you to know about Abba Father. Abba Father means Father, Father. If you say Father, Father, I would not know whether it's the second Father you are pronouncing or the first Father that you are pronouncing. And what that simply means, whether it's the second or the first, is that fatherhood is constant. And therefore, he is a Father both in adversity and prosperity. He is your Father in both in adversity and prosperity. He is not going to be a God that will be a Father in times of prosperity. And we abandon you in times of adversity. A good Father does not do that. A Father stays with you in thick and in thin. You know, something's actually that keeps you going when you are flat on your face sometimes is when you see your Father. Even though you are flat, but see your Father celebrating. There's no father that wants to kill his wounded child. There's no father that wants to abandon his wounded child. Abba Father stays with you, whether it's good story, whether it's bad story. And that is why you must receive the fatherhood of God, not just the God of God. Number three, that I want you to get him, is Abba Father is not meant for slaves. Abba Father is forbidden to be used for slaves. It's forbidden to be used. And you know, that's why the people celebrating certain things today are right. Because they never see themselves, you know, as a son. They see themselves as slaves. Everyone alone. They're right. Because if you're outside, you can't call him Father. It is a mystery to them. It is strange to them. And I say that, you know, God does not have a child. And a child does not have a father. Allah will be many go be. Allah will be many go be. It's quite strange. You know, you need some level of revelation actually to be able to fathom the fatherhood of God. You don't need much revelation to know God as God. When you see the hair, you know that there is God. When you see the water, you know there is God. When sun rises, you know there is God. When sun sets, you know there is God. Praise God. So you don't need more revelation except you are blind and stupid, isn't it? But you need some revelation to be able to see that is a father. And because they haven't seen him as a father, that's why they haven't received him. So Jesus went to his people and he was going to minister to his people, but they did not receive him because they did not see him as a father. They saw him as the son of a carpenter. They saw him as nobody. And he couldn't do much except you receive the fatherhood of God. He cannot do much in your life. Except you receive the fatherhood of God, he cannot change your situation. Relationship that brings revelation. We come when there's a revelation in your heart that is not only your God, but it's your father. The people outside can never call him, you know, a father. Number four, Abba Father is an emotional, deep-seated expression to the father. When you say, Father, Father. You know, my son, sometimes when he wants to chat me up, he gets my attention by saying, Father, Father. Or sometimes say, Bah me. When you hear such words, they are deep emotional utterance. You don't just different from dad. It's not different from father. And that is why that was the word Jesus used in Mark 14:36. When he looks, I was abandoned. He did not say father. Father can be anybody. Father can go for anybody. When he got to a place of abandonment, a place of death, and it just occurred to him, can I afford this test? Can this cup pass over me? At that point in time, we will not say God. At that point in time, you will not say Father. At that point in time, you will not say Master. The book of Mark 14:36, he say, Abba Father. Abba Father is used just three times in the Bible for you to know that it's a very strong word. It's an emotional word. When you get to a crossroad in your life, when Pastor Fred was talking about when you call on the Holy Spirit, he said, when you get, you know, to a crossroad, when the tire hit the road, you don't say Father, you say Father, Father. Oh, praise God. You need to get that. It touches the heart of God. It touches the heart of God. It makes God to feel you. You know, like Gen Z, we say, are you feeling me? You see, when you want to feel God and you want God to feel you, you don't just say God. No. You don't just say Daddy. No. You don't just say Master. You say Daddy, Daddy. I'm here. There's no money in my bank account. Daddy, Daddy. I'm here. Half of the year, needs are yet to be met. That's when Abba Father will rise. You know, sometimes you need to know how to get the right string. Do you get that? You know, you need to know that. You know, lady will say, you don't know my love language. You know, and so whatever you're doing, you know, the lady is not getting you. But, you know, you need to get the love language of God. The love language of God is Abba Father. Hallelujah. Come on, talk to your neighbor. Say, Abba Father. That is what says God. That's what made God to get up for you. That's what made God to begin to think about the situation. You know, when you say God, possibly you want to fight your enemy. And say, God. God. But when you're yearning for relationship, when you want God to come, when you want God to touch your heart, at the time you are looking for peace, you know, you are disturbed, you are perplexed. Things are not going the way you know he wants to go. You know, like my friend that is getting business and he does not have money yet for those business. You need to say, Abba Father, 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 you are opening this door. You know, make things to happen for me. Hallelujah, Jesus. You know, those are the words in fellowship. But listen to me. You can't feed those words even when you are not in union, when you are not in the same wavelength with him, when you are not at the same level with him. Hallelujah to Jesus. That is an emotional, you know, aspect of God. Reveals, listen, it reveals the depth of relationship and trust that you have in God. And say, Abba Father. It shows the depths of love. It shows the level of relationship that you have in him. Let me tell you 4 points about fatherhood. Don't forget 4 points. I have about 8 of them, but I want to just give 4. So that you go study your Bible, give your assignment, you get 4 more. Hallelujah to Jesus. Amen. The first thing I want you to know about fatherhood of God is the fact that God, Father, initiates love. That's the first thing I want you to know. Father, we always initiate love. You know that sometimes children will behave stupidly. Sometimes we mess up. And we do like Adam and Eve did. You know, when they fell, the Bible says they ran to hide themselves. They don't want to have communion any longer. They didn't want to have relationship any longer. You know that we feel sometimes that, oh, I've disappointed my father. You know, like the son that wasted his belongings did. You know, he couldn't go back home. He went to slavery. The father was in slavery. Did that change the father that was a son? Hello? Did he change the father? He was a son. He was still a son. But because he's messed up. You know that when we mess up sometimes, when we fall flat sometimes, when we disappoint in one way or the other sometimes, we don't want to go. We want to move back. One of the things that sins do to us is that it takes us away from God. But when you understand the fatherhood of God, you listen to me. I want to change your mentality this morning. When you understand the fatherhood of God, that is actually when you should move closer to him. Can I say something to you? I hope you will get this. I hope somebody will catch this revelation. The truth of the matter is this. The fact that you're upset or God is upset with you, father-son relationship does not give a third party the right to come in between you. Did you get that, somebody? You know, because what happens most of the time is that when you fall short, we move away. You don't move away from your father. I offended my father. I want to move closer to my father. What do you think? He is my father. He's not going to abandon me. His stupid father that will say, I reject you as a son. Those are fathers that are not fathers. The Bible says there, at that point in time that I'm in distress, that I feel short, I don't want to see him. I don't know whether it's happened to you when we are growing up. When you've done something bad and that comes in, you go and hide in your room. Have you been there before? If you've never been there before, then you are not a child. Probably you just drop down as a man. You know, but when you are good, for example, you just finish the session and then your results say, hey. When you hear pom pom pom, you are the one going to open the gate. You get F97. They understand that you go and lock the door. You know, sometimes even you can behave in such a way that you know where you go. lo nse esola otutu mu mi ro ni otutu kan ko mo odologba because you don't want to be punished. So you are doing such a way that you'll not be punished. But you know something, a good father, he will come to your door. You know, he comes to your room, he knocks the door. Father, we always initiate love. You know, when you are down and out, you know, sometimes, you know, that when you are down and out, some fathers, they know it's your fault. They say, that is not God. You caused it. They understand, land. No, that is not God. Even though you fall in by your own mistake, God will still come. He will reach out to you. He doesn't want to lose you. He doesn't want to abandon you. You are the one that moves away. You are the one that runs away. No, you know that when that boy returns, you know, and he saw his father, I'm sure that fear caught him. I'm sure that shame caught him. I'm sure that he felt perplexed. But the father knew all those emotions. What the Bible says the father opened his arms when the guy saw that his father had initiated love. What the Bible says, he ran. The father ran and the met and the hug. What do you think? That father was well dressed in white agbada. You know, looking to the boy that has been shepherding goats. Do you think that he came in a nice clothes? The father did not care. He did not care whether his clothes is going to be dirty. He did not care whether his clothes is going to be soiled. He knew that the son that I've lost has returned home. The clothes I can throw away. The clothes I can wash. But this son has come back. And he covered the shame of the son with his white clothes. And I can see that he did not just cover that. I can imagine. Because this guy has come in a tattered top. You know, those silly jeans that you wear. He's sagging already. You know, the hair has never been cut. You know, and all. You know what he did? He didn't want to see the people. To see that the boy is smelling. Even when he hugged him, he still covered him like this. And they were smiling. And they were, even with the dirt, with the rubbish, with the sin, with everything. You know that he wants the son, even though he does not like, you know, the smell. He wants the son, even though he did not like the sin committed. He will not throw the son away. He will rather wash the son. He said, come and wash my son. He said, you go in and get that cloth, you know, that my tailor just brought. Now we are of the same height. You can wear it. If you cannot wear it, trim it, you know, for his size. Give him brand new shoe, and they say, come on, to a party. My son that was once lost has come back. Hallelujah to Jesus. He will. A good father, we always initiate love. You know, sometimes your son or your daughter has done something stupid. You fought him or you fought her, and then you go to a corner of the house, you know, and then he or she is crying. He or she is, you know, he felt like he's rejected. A good father will go. I say, okay, come. You know, in the place where you have coke, you say, okay, let me have coke. You know, come and take coke. You know, say, okay, don't worry, let's go and take suya. They understand that, in other words, you are still my son. Even though I've chastised you for something wrong you've done, but that does not make you a lesser son. I want you to feel the fatherhood of God this morning. I want you to see the love of God. God sent his only son when we were yet sinners. What do you think? It was a risky business. It was a risky step. We were ungodly. We did not know him. We did not understand him. Yet, the Bible says he sent his only begotten son while we were yet sinners. I thought he would send his son when things are okay. I thought he would send his son when he knows that we understand the value of the sacrifice that was going to be made. But he sent his son when we did not even value it. When we say that who sent you shall be unshenny. But he sent his son to die. He initiated love. When we fall in apart, inherited the sins of Adam and Eve, and the blood of iniquity was flowing in our vessels, he did not abandon us. The first Adam fell, and God went back to the drawing board. He said, I can never leave these people fatherless. I can never leave them forsaken. I can never leave them abandoned. Let me initiate another process. Let me stretch forth another hand of love towards them. Abba Father, he will always initiate love. Number two, Abba Father, we always show a hard love. He stand, is firm, and he disciplines. That's the aspect of fatherhood that every children does not like so much. There's no child that wants to be disciplined. There's no child that wants to be talked to. Especially our children of these days. It's even better in Nigeria. You go abroad, they will call 999999. Things are so bad that we've forgotten that an aspect of fatherhood is discipline. He's your father, yet he disciplines. Let me talk from the aspect, and listen to me this morning. The aspect of the will and the counsel of God for our lives. You know, most of the time, we want to have it our own way. Most of the time, you want to see it your own way. You want to go your own direction. You want to satisfy, you know, your own conscience. This is what I want. This is the way I want to see. But your father will say, no, it's not going to happen. At that time, you think that your father is not a good father. You think that your father does not like you. I was brought up by father, you know, that was very strict. I wouldn't know whether you had a father that would give you 6 strokes of the cane. In those days, when I did something wrong, my father would say, you prostrate there. I don't know whether you know all form of prostration. One of them is this. You know, have you done that before? You don't know that. Hey, your mom say you don't know that. They don't do that for you. NGRE these days. You don't pamper these days. You do like this. You do like this. You know that. Or sometimes you prostrate. You know what happens? When you're in that position, my father will always have 1 hour siesta. I grew to him that way. 1 hour, he will have his master. You know what? When you are receiving punishment, you will go and sleep. You are there, you know, sweating 1 hour. But you know, you two child now, when you know that it's sleeping and my father will snore, when I know that there's snoring going inside, I just get up. You know, when I know that the man, I will know when he's woken, because you know, you will prostrate at the door of his room. When I know he's woken, I quickly take that position again. Ladies and gentlemen, the position that I've taken does not absorb me from 6 strokes of the cane. How can somebody sleep? No, he will come back and I will still take the 6 strokes of the cane. I wasn't allowed to do many things. In my family, we locked the gate 7:30. It's 7:30 p.m. That's why these days, you know, I just see some children, you want to escape, especially those of you staying alone, probably ladies and guys staying alone. You know, you are borderless. You think that you can just entertain visitors anytime, do anything, anytime. You know, 7:30, we close the gates. So anywhere that I am, 7:30. If it's 7:31, oh boy. Hallelujah, praise God. But I didn't like it. But ladies and gentlemen, I'm glad for that type of upbringing today. It helped me. And so midnight, I sent a message to my dad. I said, thank you very much, sir. I said, I'm very grateful. Some children are whom they had today because they miss the discipline of fatherhood. Can I say it another way? The church is left to heal the madness of your children today because their father had failed. And instead of blaming the family, we blame the church. They say they are all going to church. What are they doing there? They say all the children there. All the children there. There are certain things you don't need Christ. You just need some stroke of this cane. When you see the way some people talk, you see that from their homes, the mouth was not a funeral jewel. The way some people talk, the way some people relate with elders. You know that when we started Stone Church, I can never forget this. I don't know whether I've told Temilola before. You know that when I came from CSC background, where when you see an adult, you prostrate like this. And so when we started Stone Church, that was the way I was prostrating. When I see people, I just prostrate. But I see other people, they're just being their list. That was the way I was brought up. But when I see the young ones too, they be searching. At a stage, you know, you know, these days you don't have children. Children, they say hi. You understand that? You know, children, they come to say, how are you, sir? And Wolofin so it's me that will say, how are you to you? It's you the ballet. The same way, Father, He will chide us. He wants to guide you into the right path. When He's guiding you, it's tough. When He says you can't marry that person, it's tough. When He says you can't leave Nigeria, like some people, they are just jacked by now. Even people jacked by now, they are not asking God. When Abraham was going to Jakba, because Jakba is not now. Jakba has been in the Bible days. You know that. You know that. If you don't know that, you don't read Bible. God said to Abraham, it was God that told Abraham to Jakba. And that's why people that are jackpine, I was meeting with my doctors, you know, last week. I said, people that are jackpine, they are going to do jackpada. Because if the Lord does not send you, you are coming back. The Bible says, God said to Abraham. Now that, He said, God has said to Abraham, leave, Father, leave your kindred and go to a land. You know what the Bible says again in Isaiah? It says, woe to them that go down to Egypt. Some people had gone down. I'm sure people everywhere are watching me live. Some are not like this aspect, but that's God's word. I'm not against you, Jack Bain, but know that is God. The Father is tough in Nigeria today. He's going to be soft tomorrow. Because I don't see what you are seeing. I'm seeing what is in the Bible. He said, we shall eat of the fruit of the land. So fruit is coming from this land. And I'm going to be partaker of the fruit of the land. I'm going to eat. I'm going to flourish. I'm going to be flourished in this same land. That's what the Bible has said. That's where I'm standing, ladies and gentlemen. So sometimes God will give you His side that you don't like. It is still part of Abba Father. It touches you in a place that you don't like. It presses the area that you don't like. You know, sometimes when God touches a point in your life, He does not lift His hands until you obey Him. I know that God is talking to somebody here this morning. He will not leave. He will just place His hand in there. And let me tell you something. When you don't accept that aspect of God, you remain stagnant for years. You find out your business is not moving. You find out your life is not moving. God is still good. He's only showing His love. That love is hard. He is an unrepentant father. He can chide, but he will not leave you. That is our love. He's a caring but fond father. Number three, Abba Father. Abba Father means constancy. He stays. Oh, praise God. He stays. Have you heard some stories before of fathers that adopted children? And when they find out that those children are becoming wayward and they are becoming problematic children, they just say to their wife, go and tell that vagabond. He's not our children. He's not our child, though. We pick him from somewhere. In other words, they are tired. They are full of regrets. They don't want to move on again. But God stays. Whether you behave well, when you are not behaving well, when you are in problem, when you are facing one challenge or the other, he stays. He does not go. He doesn't leave. He doesn't abandon. No matter the condition we find ourselves, God can fight you. God can question you. But Father will never leave you. You can always come to him. No matter the situation you find yourself, no matter the challenge you are going through, I want you to know this morning that it stays. You feel dirty. You feel stinking. You feel that you disappointed him. You know, sometimes you feel that we let him down. But I want you to know that he does not leave. He does not abandon. He's taking you in as his child. You are his adopted. And you know what? Listen, you need to get this. The reason why God stays is because he sees the first of his children, Jesus Christ. When he sees Jesus, he will not leave you. As a matter of fact, he sees the supreme sacrifice that was made in you, and that's why he does not leave you. God does not relay with us based on our shortcomings and our strength. He does not relay with us based on the robustness of your grammar or your tithe or your commitments. God does not relay with you. You know, whether you come to church regularly or you don't come to church. God does not relay with you whether you have a testimony or you don't have a testimony. God relates with us based on the blood that was shed. And so each time you can hide yourself behind the blood of Jesus and you receive mercy. You can hide yourself all the time behind the blood of Jesus and you can receive his love. You can hide yourself all the time behind the blood of Jesus. You can receive his grace. No matter how dirty you are, when you see yourself in Jesus, God will always stay with you. Abba Father, let me give you the last. Abba Father, he has a plan. Hallelujah. Praise God. There's no father that does not have a plan for his children. And that's why I say today, parents, be careful the number of children that you have. You know, some parents, I don't want to call you some name, but I'm not saying you are stupid, but you behave stupidly. You know, when first year you have a child, and then another year I see you pregnant again, you have a child. I say, kilo shele, pastor anikate te bi gbogbo e ni a je gbogbo won go university le kan o ri pe olorun jo tale. You understand that? Because a good father will have a plan. Some parents don't have any plan. Some parents don't have any plan. E se olorun ni o toju gbogbo won ko sha mo wa olorun to denu nibu omo ti o fi si be. You find out sometimes that the God that put a mouth in a boo, sometimes you just be looking at you because you are stupid. God, glory, which is an example of a true father, the father of fathers. He has a plan for your life. He said, I know the thoughts that I have towards you. You know, before you were created, he was talking to Jeremiah. He said, right in the womb, have a plan. You don't get that when you were formed in your father's womb. Before even you people know that your mom was carrying you, even before you were delivered, he said, I have shaped your life. I have the direction for your life. I have the target. There's a purpose. There's a reason why you are created. There's something that I intend to do in the nations. There's something I intend to do in the land. You are not just an accident. You know, sometimes parents, they say, a child is an accident. They say, but we use IUCD. We do not know what happened. You know, it was a mistake. A child is never a mistake. A child is always a purpose. When you wake up in the morning, look at your child and say, this is a purpose. Don't say a child is a mistake. I was talking to a woman, you know, who has a broken relationship. And she came to confess to me. It's every time I see the child, you know, I feel offended. I want to begin to hate the child. And I had to begin to talk to her. I said, no, you need to come out from that. That is the devil that is working in your heart. I say, you made your whole mistake with the stupid man that you married. It is not the child, you know, that made a mistake. And you must not fight the child for what he did not know. The child came innocently. The child is a purpose. Whether it came out of your stupidity, but a purpose had been bad. A purpose had been bad. A purpose had been delivered. I know the thought I have towards you. God does not have a thought of shame. God does not have a thought of failure. If you are going through one shame or the other now, no, that's not part of the plan. No, that is not the ultimate. If you are going through some folly now, if you are going through some shame now, no, the plan is evolving. You are not there yet. So I know a plan that I have towards you. A plan of peace. A plan of prosperity. A plan of goodness. He said, there's an expected end, not in your own expected end, but my own expected end. And God says, I'm going to get you there. That is the fatherhood of God. There's a plan. I want to speak to some people here this morning. Things are gloomy. Things are so bad. You are flat on your face. You look that you're alone in the sheet. You're alone in the storm. Everything is just quiet. There's no shaking. Everything is so bad. No shaking. Everything is just like that. You look around, you don't see nobody. You look around, you don't see an helper. You look around, you don't see a sucker. You look around, there's no strength. I have a message for you this morning. You can look up and smile. I say, Father, I thank you because you have a plan towards me, and your plan is best for me, and you will take me to your expected hand for my life. Even though it's bad now, even though it's gloomy now, even though there's confusion now, but I know there's an end. And you get me to the end. That is Abba Father. Abba Father has an end for you. Let me conclude by saying this to you. All the Father, all the men, listen to me this morning. The attitude of the Father is the attitude that he wants you to bear. Futures of fatherhood that I mentioned, that's what we're praying about, that you will begin to manifest that. It's a sorry case to say that if you want to say to some children, see your father, follow your father, as a matter of fact, we'll be driving those children away from God. Because some fathers have nothing in them that will drive their children towards God. Your children want to look up to you. Your children actually will be going to hell. Because there's nothing they see in your life that shows the love of God. There's nothing they see in your life that it can be defined as the strengths of God. I want all fathers listening to me this morning, ponder on these attributes. Whether you're married, every man begins to think. Especially those of you that are married, but you don't have child or children yet. Let fathers begin to think about this. You must learn to initiate love. Some of us, we don't have good words for our parents, for our children, even though you're a Christian. There are no blessings from your mouth to your children at any point in time. You're always quick to condemn them. Always quick to talk down on them. And that's why they are not doing well. Because everything that flows from your mouth to your children are those like curses. They are those like fighting them all the time. There are those like shouting on them all the time. How will you feel if God is always shouting at you? Anything, God shout, it thunders. Will you always be hiding? You must learn to initiate love. Some of us, we have children that are not reaching milestones on time. That just came to my heart now. And so you are feeling shame for those children. You are not proud of those children. You have to change that attitude this morning. Be a good father like Jesus himself. Love your children. Care for your children. Provide for your children. That's what father's father will do. Be there for your children. That's what father's father will do. Whether they are doing well in school, whether they are not doing well in school. It's wrong for a father to compare your child A with your child B. Father's father does not do that. Father's father relates with you as you are. Father's father relates with him as he is. Because you are a destiny. Your first child is a destiny. Your second child is a destiny. Your third child is a destiny. And that's why you must relate with them as such. I want to pray for all fathers this morning. That you not be found wanting. That not be held responsible for the failure of your children. I pray that you arise this morning. And you take on your responsibility afresh. Study the attributes of father's father, Abba Father, and pray that God will help you. Can we rise to your feet? Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Father. All glory to Jesus. Good Father, loving Father, caring Father. Hallelujah. Can we just close our eyes? Let fathers lay your hands over your chest. And all the house, let's pray for our father. It's a big responsibility, fatherhood. Very big one. Just begin to pray, Lord, help me. The attributes of Abba Father I covet. The attributes of Abba Father I want. I begin to pray in the Holy Ghost for his help. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost for his help. You're falling short of your responsibility. You're falling short of expectation. Now just begin to pray. 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 Some fathers might need to repent. You just say to God, I'm sorry. I've abandoned my responsibility. Some father, you failed your wife. Just repent. Just repent. Just repent. You failed your wife. Just repent. Or some fathers, you need to go and discuss certain things with your wives. You just go to your wife's Father's Day and say, I did this, I'm sorry. You know, and discuss it. Asha pali ke tolo bohan krekete le bush. Mele babam brekete le bahakaya rabash shtere bakayan tarabash. Me borobo suso prehekete le bahakaya rabashan talabash. Membrege doro bokotondo lolo bobo bregete le bababayan katalabash. Mere bokotondo lolo bobo bregete le bababarabash. Men kreketende re 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 bobo bregete le re bobo bobosh. Mere bobo borobo kotondo lolo bobabar katalabash. Meketele baba yete kele bobo bosu preheketele bababash. Embreke tolo bosu peleketandarababash. Father, we thank you. We give you praise, Father. We thank you for all the men here. And I pray for our men. I declare in the name of Jesus that you shall be fruitful. You shall flourish. You shall be fat. I pray for all the Father here that the Lord will grant you wisdom. Light will shine over your heart. Whatever you lay your hands upon, you will prosper. You will not fall short. You will not be a disappointment to your children. You will not be a disappointment to your wife. You will not be a disappointment to God. God will rely on you. God will depend on you, and you will be a pillar in the household of God. Your life will count, and your life will be meaningful. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Father, we give you praise. Our men are doing well. Our men are prospering. Our men are expanding. Our men are enlarging. Our men are being accountable. Our men are holding responsibility. Our men are holding responsibility in this country. Our men having position in higher ground. In the name of Jesus. Father, we give you praise. And we give you glory. Hallelujah. Come and put your hands together for the Lord.